Chapter 30. Abeloth's Planet, Inside the Maw.
"It was real," said Ben as they came in for a landing. "What we saw with the mind walking. Look at this place."
Luke nodded. Everything was tinged azure, bathed in the light of the cold-seeming blue star that served as the sun for this world. Below them, they could see the crater of a volcano, and below that, somewhat obscured by the dark tendrils of smoke coming from the volcano, a crimson river twining like a scarlet snake. Vistara had guided them to where the Sith had first landed. En route, they had passed a battlecruiser, locked in a decaying orbit.
"That is the Eternal Crusader," Vistara said. "The vessel that brought us here."
Ben whistled softly, impressed.
"Why did you leave it and go to Sinkhole Station and ship?"
Vistara didn't answer, and Ben sighed and shook his head.
"Fine, keep your secrets. Just find us somewhere safe to land."
"That's a relative term here," Vistara said.
She peered over Ben's shoulder, then said,
"I know this place. This is where we first met Abeloth. Set down on the beach. I will at least know the lay of the land."
As they drew closer, heading for the stretch of blue sand Vistara indicated, she said,
"See that cave there? About a kilometer up from the base of the volcano? That is where we found her."
"Oh, great. So we're ringing the doorbell within minutes of landing,"
Ben said.
"Not necessarily," Luke said. "I never saw her here when I mind-walked. She could be anywhere, but it's as good a place as any to start."
He frowned, as if something had occurred to him.
"What is it?"
Ben asked.
"There might be a better place.
But let's land here for now and regroup with Talon."
Luke brought the Jade Shadow to a very gentle landing on the wide stretch of blue-colored sand. A few Sith vessels were able to land close to him. Others had to find space elsewhere as best they could. The steamy heat hit Ben almost physically as he, Vistara, and Luke stepped out onto the sand. Vistara's lightsaber had been returned to her, and she activated it at once and looked around. The red glow of the blade looked purple in the blue light, and it seemed to burn more brightly than Luke's and Ben's lightsabers. Her eyes were on the tall ferns that clustered against the bank, and as Luke watched, she sprang forward, severing those that protruded over the sand. They writhed as if in pain and pulled back, fluid dripping like blood from the severed pieces. Even those Vistara reduced quickly to pulp, then stepped back.
"Stang," said Ben. "The plants really are carnivorous."
"Vistara said so, did she not?"
came a melodious, arrogant voice. It was, of course, Gavar Kai, his own red blade lit, striding over to them. With him were High Lord Sarasu Talon and a female Kashiri, slender and lovely, her short hair framing her perfect features.
"Did you think she could be mistaken about something like that?"
"Not at all," Luke said. "I thought she lied." Gavar Kai did not look insulted on his daughter's behalf. "She also said that Abeloth was first encountered right over there," Luke continued. He pointed to the mouth of the cave, a tiny fingernail-sized oval against the base of the volcano.
"But I feel certain she is not there."
He nodded to Talon.
"It is good to finally meet you, High Lord Talon."
"And you, Grand Master Skywalker. This is Captain Leha Fall."
Luke inclined his head cursorily to Fall. Ben remembered the name. This was the woman who had cheerfully abandoned her companions when they got caught in the act of desecrating the fountain. "Great.